Can we start?
I'm losing my publishing book.
Right. Not at all.
That's good. Okay, so I'm standing here saying the aloha is according to Rabbi Yanki told me to, asked me to, and we're going through Neti Gabriel. So we're up to Shabbos Socha Ein Nocha Likadish Lekrez Toya. It's on Shabbos Socha, one should not make Kiddush before Kriyas HaToyah. Shere Kriyas Pasha Socha B'Shabbos Zohu Hare Kiyo Mitzvah Semeh HaToyah. Because this is a mitzvah, and it's to read it from the Sefer Torah. V'chein Ein Lechol Yoyseh Mechilu Arai. Therefore, one should not eat more than a very Chilis Arai. If somebody needs to, just a minor amount. Because it shouldn't, and he brings down the footnotes that because it's midaray mitzvah, so therefore one wants to express and one wants to do it in the best possible way, and therefore from one gets up in the morning till one davens and till one hears a Kriyas HaToyah, one should they should be eager to hear the Kriyas HaToyah become the mitzvah, and therefore unless one I suppose really needs to, one should not eat before Kriyas HaToyah on
coffee,
yeah. Achilles Arai. Like we have in the sukkah. Like you can have in the sukkah. You can have outside the sukkah. You can have a coffee. You can have
if you need to. Pardon me? What's it got to do with Amalek?
No, it's got nothing to do with Amalek. It's to do with one. It's the chiyuv is the arisa. So therefore, one should seek to be not exactly. One should not should seek not to, to be too eager to do to become the mitzvah. Yeah. And rather than and having a partake in a proper meal, but as I say, as I understand it from here, to have a chilis arai, like we can have outside the sukkah, some sort of a taste or small something, if one needs to, would be permitted.
Moshe and Aaron for fighting the battle of Kolob.
Pardon me?
Want to make say l'chaim to Moshe Aaron?
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, but maybe one can do that after Kriyas HaToyah as well. If a tzibur for some reason through some sort of oinus were not able to read shachas parsha socha, yecholim lehoytzi sefer Torah b'mincha gedoyim yecholim b'brocha, can take out a sefer Torah b'mincha time and read the parsha socha then even with brochas. And I know in some Yekish communities they do lean with parsha socha in the afternoon, but before mincha, but that they do without a brocha, right?
Huh?
Without a brocha, when they take out for the ladies, when they read in the afternoon, they do without a brocha. I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Mi shloi shoma kriyas parsha socha. Somebody didn't hear parsha socha for whatever reason. Yocha lotzis es chayvoso b'shmiyas parsha v'yova mola v'shkoyim b'purim. If somebody, for some unfortunate reason, were not able to hear parsha socha, he could be moitzi the mitzvah of listening to parsha socha when we lay on Purim morning by Yovel Moloch. So there we can there. So therefore, because it's the same concept that we want to reignite the hatred for Moloch, and therefore when we lay it on Purim, so there one could be moitzi on that through that. Yochid Shein Lo Minyan, if somebody is davening by himself and he hasn't got a minyan, but he has got a Sefer Torah, Yikro B'Sefer Torah Parsha Socha, B'Neginis, U'Mitamin, B'Li Brocha. He can lay in Parsha, he can take out his own Sefer Torah and lay in it with the right Nigan without a Brocha. V'Yim Ein Lo Sefer Torah Yikro B'Chumish. And if he hasn't got a Sefer Torah, he should lay in it from a Chumish. Yesh Kosov Ki Be'ev Shono Be'Beras. Yesh lechavin lotzis de chayvus kriyas parsha socha ve'ez kriyas parsha kitzeze. If when we have a leap year, then there's 13 months from last time you hear parsha socha. So therefore, those people say that on erev or shonam bebeis you should be mechavin to when you hear parsha kitzeze. The kivin shesh b'kriyas ben parsha socha b'shono gremes ben kriyas parsha socha b'shono mubeis yoyse al yedev yud bechodesh. Therefore, because you could come out that you have 13 months between, as opposed to 12 months, and if we have to remind ourselves the mitzvah every once a year, so therefore on the leap year we
should. That is our year.
I know it's a year, but it's a 13-month year, supposed to 12-month year. You're quite right. You're quite right. I hear what you're saying, but I suppose it's, somebody wants to be make sure that he does the mitzvah in the best way, and here once a year. So then, b'nei odem asurim, somebody comes out who is in a prison, or they're in the hospital, or shem choylim, mutzah lovi lehovil etzim sefer Torah. It's permitted to bring them a sefer Torah, which normally we don't do, but in a prison or in a hospital, never, then you're allowed to bring them a sefer Torah, kedei lehoitzim dechoyves kez pasha socha, v'pnei shem deraisa. Because it's deraisa, it's such an important mitzvah, therefore, it is preferable, if possible, to bring them a sefer Torah. They should hear the kriya from a sefer Torah. I think this is my time, so we wait to carry on tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Sorry, what's the name? Because there's been a change. Can I just say Rabbi Lieberman? And the topic.
Adon Shabbos.
Wednesday, Beis Ador, Rabbi Lieberman. The topic is Ador and Shabbos. This week's Torah Way is sponsored by Family David.
Aleph
Ador. Sorry. Family David Levi, Levi Nishmas, Miriam, Master Pinchas Levi. As usual, this week is in memory of our founder, Reb Yosef Dobrin Shimon Michal Svi Itzkevich, is a friend of the book.
Just filling in last minute. So I want to really talk about Shabbos. But to talk about Shabbos and it's a Shchedesh Adar, I thought you can't miss out such a momentous occasion. Shchedesh Adar and Shabbos. But then I found there's actually a connection between Shchedesh Adar and Shabbos. So let me share this with you. It's fresh off the press, just this part of the Shia. And the truth is that some of the Maramakemis came from a sefer written by Chamir Karelenstein, Zatzal. He was a Rebbe of mine when I learned in the Ptzviz. He was nifty young. He has phenomenal knowledge in Maramakemis. So let's start with the Gemara in Tanis, famous Gemara. The Mishnah says in the end of Tanis, Mishanichnas Av, Mematim Besimcha. There's halacha. When Av comes, you have to minimize in your happiness. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yehuda Berei, Rav Shmuel Bashilas. Famously, Rav Yehuda says, the son of Rav Shmuel Bashilas says, Mishmei Derav Kashem Shem Mishanichnas Av, Mamat B'Simcha, Kach Mishanichnas Ador, Mav B'Simcha. Just like you memayed, you minimize your happiness when Av comes in, so too, you maximize, you marbin your Simcha when Ador comes in. And everyone asks the question, the most famous question, what's the Kashem? Just like you're upset and you're not happy in Av, so that's how you should be, Marvin B'Simcha and Ador. There's no connection. The only thing is that they're both months and there's something to do with Simcha. One's going down Simcha, one's increasing Simcha. What's the Kashem? There's an interesting Me'iri Bemis has a Pshat, which I'll tell you the Pshat, but there's a big cash on it, so I'm going to tell you the Pshat, the Chvedu Shainim. I'll tell you the question and then maybe someone can find an answer. And then I'll show you another Pshat which I'd like to show. The Miri says, there's a famous Mishnah in Brochas, Kashem Shem Mevarchim Ala Toiv, Kach Mevarchim Ala Ra. Just like you have to thank Hashem for the good, so you have to thank Hashem for the bad. Everyone knows the famous story of Reb Zisha. He didn't know what the difference between good and bad was, but that's a Mishnah. So Miri says the same line, just like you have to thank Hashem for the good, so you have to thank Hashem for the bad. So somehow that's Kashem Shenichnas Ab, Mamat Mesuch, Kach. There's an idea of being happy even when things are good. And the kasha is, because you're not benching Hashem in Av, you're being sad in Av. And the other question is, the Mishnah says, just like you're mamayet in Av, so you're marbe in Ador. So you learn from Av to Ador. But according to Meiri, it's the other way around. Just like you know that one should thank Hashem for the good, so too you should thank for the bad. It doesn't go from bad to good. Here we're learning out just that you're mamayit, you go down and up, so too you go, you increase in Adar. If anyone can find the pshat in the Meiri, be very grateful.
How do you do that?
Huh?
How do you increase
Simta?
Oh, how do you do it?
Okay, we'll try come to that. So let me show you a different pshat. So there's another pshat, which I'll say for Ruchanich Karelenstein said this pshat, very interesting, very, very a beautiful pshat. And he said there's an interesting point, something interesting about Av. In Av you find, when the Rosh Chodesh comes, even though the Tzorah only happens on the 9th of Av, we're already feeling sad from Rosh Chodesh. So he says, Pashat pshat, Keshem Shemesh Nichnas Av. When Av comes in, on Rosh Chodesh already, all the dinim of the 9 days, you start being memayed with simcha because of what's going to happen later on in the month. Shem kach, shem nichas ador, ma'avim the simcha straight away. Even though the simcha Purim is only on the 14th, you've got another 14 days, you start being simcha already at the beginning of the month. That's a very kishmak of shah. Because shame is, just like when there's something going to happen later on, you start decreasing your simcha already from Rosh Chodesh, kach, shem nichas ador, you already start increasing from...
Who says that?
I didn't say, it just says, yes, yes, Imran. I'm very interested. Again, another homework question. Everyone knows who says this. Reb Chanuch Karelenstein brings in his kuntres, you may have put it. So now, the question is that this, why be'emes are we increasing in simcha when the Shchedesh Adar comes? It's a nice pshat.
Yeah.
Well, why taka? You know, the simcha Purim is only giving you dalet. Yeah. And the truth is, an interesting shaila this brings up, because are we happy for the whole month? So the Farshim say, and the Stechem brings down, if someone, we know there's a halacha by chasana, we don't make a chasana, ideally, sometimes you can, it's a machlek, is whether you're concerned for this. The katchila, we don't make a wedding, a chasana, in the second half of the month. If you can, where possible. It's machlek, whether we make remorses to be makbit, others not to be makbit, or the other way around. So the halacha is, Stechem says, on Adar, we're not makbit. The whole Adar is fine, it's simple. And the reason is because the whole Chodesh is Simcha, which we're just saying now, since he starts from the Chodesh all the way through. It's interesting, and Av, we actually, it's not quite like that, because there's machlekas. The Gemara says, the Gemara over here continues over the page, and says that just because of the Simcha of Adar, I want you to try and have a Din Torah. If you have a Din Torah with a court with a non-Jew, you should do it in Adar, because good mazel, and Av, you should not do it. It's interesting that Chasam Sefer says that only applies to halfway through the month. So actually, Adar and Av are not quite the same, because in Adar, you're marabin the whole month, Av is not quite like that. However, Baruch Hashem, there's an answer for that, because the Chasam Sefer says that really Av has 2 months to it. Menachem Av, he says the first part till 15th is Av. Menachem, the second part is the Nechama time, is from Tezvav. So whatever the case is, we're going back to this idea that the whole month has Simcha just like Av. And the question members is why? So interesting, the halacha is brought down based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody is not going to be able to read the Megillah before the 14th, and therefore there's an inyan, somehow you can read the Megillah, it's brought the Tafish Bechas, you can read the Megillah any time from the beginning of Adar. You can't make a bracha. But this is such a halacha, and the reason is because it says, Achodesh Hashanepach Meyogon L'Simcha. The Megillah tells us that the month changed from Yogoin, from, you know, they were worried and the angst to be turned into Simcha, and therefore the whole of the month has a din of Simcha. So we're starting to understand the Chodesh Hashanepach Simcha means the whole Adar B'Emes, the whole Chodesh has Simcha. I must throw in a Chassidus Shavat Lamont heard, for those who are into, if you allow. So, you know, there's Aseres Me'etshuva. So one of the Chassidus Rebbes once said that on Purim is Tshuva Me'ava. We know, Me'ava Saneis, Rashi says, Hazuk Ebluah, they accepted the Torah again from Ava Saneis. So he said, if you make a Cheshbon, if you look at the first Mishnah Megillah, what are the days that you can read the Megillah? What's the earliest possible time? Yud Aleph. Right, if you have a Thursday, if Purim is on Shabbos, you go back to Gimel, there can be a case, you can go back to a case where you'll read the Megillah on Yud Aleph. He says, Aleph till Yud is Aseres Me'etshuva Me'avo. So today is the beginning of your Hachana 10 days of Tshuva Mi'ava, you get yourself ready, and then Yud Aleph's already Purim. Or Hasidim that don't say Tachnum from Yud Aleph, because since you could, in theory, read the Megillah, even though it's not Negev today, from Yud Aleph already, you stop saying Tachnum. We obviously say all the way till you've given inclusive. So therefore, you have a service to be a Tshuva Mi'ava, that's Aleph to Yud, plus Yud Aleph, you basically give us already put this man in Megillah. Okay, that's it's good for the boys, you know, the kids can start celebrating Purim. Yud Aleph, you can definitely start. All the schools have a big issue. Shchid Shadar, start getting nervous. What's going to be with the kids? Yud Aleph, definitely. The Kula Amba, it's called Purim. Okay, so that's just by the way. So now let's go back to the Shaila. So why is the whole Chedesh called Adar? So we see this idea. We know famously the Gemara says that the Haman was looking for a opportune time to get rid of the Yidden. And he goes all the goyel, and he comes to Chedesh Adar. He says, Yerach Shemeis Moshe. And he didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, but he also was born in Adar. But Mela, we see that he was looking for the month which was the wrong time, the good time to destroy the Yidden. It turns out to be Adar. Chedesh HaShanepach L'Simcha. I want to share something amazing which I heard from Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. He actually explained that in Be'elos, in reality, Adar is really a low month. It means it's a month of, we're weak, we've had Pesach, it's been a long time since Pesach. If you look at the Mu'adim, it goes Nissan all the way to Adar. He says, but in its Shoresh, in the depth of the month of Adar, it's actually a very weak month. Ma'akish Baruch Hu came along and changed it over. Chedesh HaShanepach, and he says, Zarizal says that Purim chazes over, it recreates itself every year. Because Be'emes, we go through Adar being a bad time, a bad mazel, and it gets changed over. So according to that mamash, the whole Chedesh, the whole Simcha Purim, definitely starts today on the Chedesh Adar, because we are celebrating a Chedesh HaShanepach L'Simcha. This is mamash a Chedesh, this is the whole part of the Simcha. So that's the pshat of Rabbi Chanuch Gerenstein, V'Shem, Yesh Emim, whoever that is. K'Shem, Shenichnas Av, just like you start being Memayit B'Simcha from Rish Chedesh, Kach Marvim Simcha from Rish Chedesh Adar. There's another pshat which looks at Adar as a month which has nothing to do with the net. It's an amazing thing. And then this is the word Adar. It has two pshatim. The Gemara says in Beitza, a person wants to be mechaim nechasav, you want to keep your possessions, you have a field, you want to keep it for posterity, so you should plant an Adar. Adar is a lashon of Adib Amorim Hashem. Adar means strength. So one of another, if you want to look at the name of the month, Adar, it actually comes from the word strength. So it's a month of strength, which is like we say now. But there's something else. The Pasuk says, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Avoy v'odur b'tachtonim. I will come, odur, I will live b'tachtonim down here in this world. Which is the Yisrael, the Shechina, the whole concept. The Shechina means that Kadosh Baruch Hu chooses places in this world to be Sheikh and Shechina, to rest the Shechina. Obviously, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is the place. So they say, Adar is Lashon of Adur, I will live there. Kiviyachul, Chedesh Adar is synonymous with Adur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will come and live the Tachtonim. The word Adar can be Aleph, Dar, Elikim. Aleph is always Aluf Hashem Elim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph Hashem Elikim. Dar lives the Tachtonim down here. So it comes out, Adar is a Chedesh, which is a Chedesh of Hashra Shechina. And this could be thrown in to be another reason, because actually is man of Hashra'as Hashchina. And this to me was the major news, because you never think about Beis HaMikdash and Purim. There's actually a deep connection between the Chodesh of Adar and the idea of Shechina.
And that even from which Chodesh?
Yeah, the whole Chodesh. The Shem Adar, is Adar, I'll come and
have the
Shechina.
It's not there.
Yeah, I'll have the Shechina. I don't know how to explain it. The Kishem Shinuch is Av, just that you're missing the Shechina in Av, Kach Marv B'Simcha, because it's his man of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Historically, it's phenomenal. If you don't know this, the Mishkan was actually finished on Be'echad Be'adar, and then it lay there for a whole month until the first of Nisan when they started doing it again. Historically, the second Beis HaMikdash was finished building in Adar. So actually, Adar has a connection. It's actually a time of when the Beis HaMikdash was built. It's very much a time of Shechina coming down into the world. It's not for nothing that it's Parshas Truma. If you, historically, whenever you have an Adar, one Adar with a normal year, the first month, the first week, the first day of Kriyas HaTorah of Adar is almost always Parshas Truma. because Truma is about Shechanti B'Seichon. According to what we're saying, Ador is Odor, Aleph Dor El Kamen, live amongst Yiddish people. Something interesting, by the way, that Ador is also a lesson of strength. The only month which can have 2 months is Ador. In a leap year, you take one Ador, turns into two. The Torah says that the month of the year are connected to the Shvatim, they correspond to the Shvatim. So which Shevet would you say is the Shevet of Adar? Yosef. Yosef has Ephraim and Manasseh. So the only month which can turn into two is Chodesh Adar, which is connected to Yosef, which is Ephraim and Manasseh. Because Yosef had the Keach to be able to be two, Kaviyachal, and that's what Simcha Kim Ephraim and Manasseh. We give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, you should be like Simcha Ephraim and Manasseh. What's the speciality of Ephraim and Manasseh? Because they were the next generation and kept the strength of the previous generation. Kiruvim v'shimin yuli. So Chodesh Adar is Keneged Yosef, which of course is Mazel Adar Dogim, because Dogim Zach Yosef was the one whose Ayin Hara could be shown to him. The Gemara says that Ayin Hara is not shown. Yidgul Aroyim doesn't go on to the fish, because the fish don't have any Ayin Hara. So to Adar is Mazel Adar Dogim. We have a good Mazel in Chodesh Adar, which, like we said, it was Nepach to a positive Mazel. I'd like to spend just a few minutes to take this idea of Shechina into Shabbos, because this week's Shabbat is Truma. And I had a show once from Shimon Pinkas, and this has been an eye-opener, and I'd like to share a little bit about the Inyan of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Shechina. We know that where a place in the world is Shechina, is the Beis HaMikdash, in Zman, in time, it's Shabbos. And I've been here in England, back in England. I always lived in England, Manchester. But I lived there for 5 years after I got married. And I have a special needs son that's asked me to travel. I've only been once back since then. I went recently again, the second time. I came on the Wizz Air. The Wizz Air, it's like the number 2 bus, you know, going to the coastal. This Wizz Air cracks its way there, it shakes you where you land you there. And I went to the, you know, it was very exciting to be on the underground of Kevet. I've never been on before. I went straight to the coastal. And I walked in, and it was very complicated situation because there's just been an inauguration for the soldiers, and then just as I came Shkia time, the Arabs were doing their call for prayer. It was very, you know, very like first time back, and I suddenly thought to myself, I thought the following words came to my mind. I thought about Beis HaMikdash. I'm standing by the coast of Maravi, which is the wall behind the Beis HaMikdash. Mokum Dinashki Shmaya V'Ara, the place where heaven and earth kiss. If you go to Etzal the whole time, perhaps, you know, for me it was a big chiddush. I haven't been for a very long time, and I had this idea, this is the place where Avraham Avinu, on this mountain, Avraham Avinu took his son to Akedah, the place of Beis HaMikdash. It's the place where Shemayim V'Oretz meet. There is a place in the world where you can experience something which you can't experience anywhere else. So there's a big problem with Shabbos. What is the holiest day of the year? If you ask most people, they'll tell you Yom Kippur. That's what we say. The Maaseh is not true, because Shabbos is, you have 7 aliyahs of Shabbos. Shabbos is Chayav Skila. The Mitzvah says the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater. Obviously, there are aspects of Yom Kippur which can't be attained on Shabbos because the Inu, etc. But be Yisrael, Shabbos is a very holy day. And let's be honest, we all like to try and serve Hashem. We try to feel connected. How connected, how spiritually revived do we feel from Shabbos? I was giving a share in, let's see which setting, it was teenagers, older teenagers, later teenage years. And one of the, talking about Shabbos, someone said, what's wrong with, you know, sleeping? If I spend the whole Shabbos sleeping, is that a problem? You have to understand, there's the bagel, which is, you know, you do a full, during the winter you can go to 8 o'clock potentially, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, you can do a whole bagel, you dab it nicely. Or you can do a pretzel. Pretzels, when you go another 6 hours, you get up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They go round the bagel and go back inside. They go pretzel. Is that okay? I don't know what to say. Is it osa? Is it osa? Well, you got a problem with Shabbos meals and davening, whatever.
Shem Shabbos davening,
exactly. Sure. But it reflects that Shabbos is for teenagers, and let's be honest, for many of us, is Shabbos that revitalizing, inspirational time, or is it enough? Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, we do very well. We know what to do. We come in, we do it, we come out, we feel inspired. Shavuos, you stay up and learn a bit. Sukkot, you work. And Simcha, it's much easier to connect. Shabbos is a day. It comes so often. Shabbos somehow, but there's a very, very big secret why Shabbos is more difficult to access. And Shimshon Pinchas spoke about this extensively, and he writes about this, why Shabbos is so difficult. And really the question is, what is Shabbos? What is Shabbos?
What difficult?
Difficult to feel inspired, to come out like, wow, charged up. Motzim Kippur and Shabbos. Can you do the same thing? I find it difficult. I think we all say the same. So obviously, part of the reason is because it comes every week. But the answer is more than that, because in Yom Tov, there's an Avodah. It's us, we do the Avodah, we put the Avodah in, like Kish Baruch helps and come out. Even a Purim, a person can spend Purim with the right thoughts in mind, you come out with a Simcha. Shabbos is more difficult, because Shabbos is actually... It's not a day of an avodah in the same way. It's a very beautiful medrash. The medrash says something phenomenal. The medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to say, give the Torah, and he gave that Aseres HaDibros, he says the whole world went quiet. The sheep stopped bleating, the cow stopped mooing, the birds stopped flying, and the water stopped, everything stopped. And we normally understand that why was there a need for silence in the world before Hashem comes to speak? Because you be quiet in honor of Hashem. Shimshon Pinchas used to say a very, very different perspective. The reason why the whole world had to shut down and be quiet is because the only way to hear Hashem is if there's nothing else going on. It's not that because Hashem's speaking, you keep quiet. You won't be able to hear Hashem, and we don't hear Hashem. Shabbos is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yom HaShem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. He's there in the Bria, he's there for the taking. The only thing is you have to shut everything out. You know, everyone knows the halachas, you talk to people who are not from. We train to keep Shabbos, and sometimes it's really quite imprisoning, you know, like literally nothing you can do. Not much nothing, you can't even take the milk off your, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, Shabbos is a day with a lot of restrictions. And the reason is because if you have anything else going on, you're not going to feel Shabbos. And we know that. A person, as soon as you get, either you come into Shabbos, you're already schmoozing about something else, it spoils it. It's a very sensitive thing, and you can only feel it if you're cut off from everything else. I mean, I'm not saying any chidushim here. So therefore, the Shechina comes every week, but we're often not tuned in enough. We're not being meichin enough, and that's why it's hard for us to connect to Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu made, besides for the melachos of Shabbos, which obviously keep us in a miskeret, keep us in a situation where we're not involved in other things, and if we keep that properly, the truth is, it's interesting, if you open up a Pelayot, and the Pelayot writes about Shabbos, I want to look it up, and you know, I'm looking for inspiration. What does he say about Shabbos? He says, you know what the worst thing is? He says, the biggest chiddush of Shabbos is talking about things which are awesome on Shabbos. I was so surprised.
Talking about what?
Talking about things which are not Shabbos to. I was shocked, because you know what Melachos? He talks about, if you speak about non-Shabbos to Ginyanim, that's the biggest chiddush of Shabbos. And the reason is because once you're speaking about something, you're not connected, you're not going to be able to be Shabbos. So Shabbos is, you can't do Shabbos. It's not like Rosh Hashanah, you come in and you mechaven, or you work in your Simcha on Purim time, or you stay up at night to learn. It's about allowing Shabbos to be there. And therefore we cut ourselves off, and that's why the preparation is so important. The Skarov is known, he used to do like the Rambam, was sitting in his balcony waiting for Shabbos. What was he waiting for? He was, when you do Achana, it means you appreciate what's going to happen now. Shabbos is going to come in, and that's why Shabbos is allowing yourself to feel the Shechina. Interesting, this week's Sedra, that is, if you look at the Mishkan, there's a lot of correlation between Shabbos. It's quite famous, if you think about it. And there's the same way the Beis HaMikdash was a place, the Mishkan was a place where you could come in and feel Hashem without any, a person, no question about it. And I experienced a small feeling when I went to the coast the first time. We all know that on moments you can feel the Shechina. So the Emma says, we, as part of the Achana, we're like Kohanim. Shimshon Pinchas talks it through very nicely, the different inyanim of Shabbos which are connected to Shechina. I'll share a few of them. So we have to take a shower. The halacha by Ken Godel, you have to have chiyuv tefillah, mitzvah tefillah, kiddush adayim raglayim. The halacha says, if you don't manage to wash yourself for Shabbos, at least you do panu yad v'raglav, which is an inyan of the mekadosh yourself, you clean yourself thing. You see, an unbelievable thing Chazal say when Shabbos comes in, a person says, Vayichulu, Meichli HaKol HaVanesov, all these areas go. I mean, what's a freebie? If you come into Shabbos with a feeling of a connection to Shabbos, you say Vayichulu with a bit of Kavana, you become someone who's lifted out of the world, lifted out of the weekday, and mainly Mechilas HaVanesov. There's Mechilas HaVanesov just by being in a place which is away from everywhere else. So it's like, it's similar to the say, Chosin and Kala, why do they have Avedos? Because they're starting a new life. So it's like a new place. Every year, Friday night, can go to a new place. So that's the Mechilas Avedos. We know the whole Tachlis of the Beis Hamikdash was Lechapel, we say at the end of the, in the Agod, at the end of the Dayenu, Lechapel Nafshisenu, that's the Tachlis of the thing. There's also the ending of the, obviously, the Menorah, the Neir Shabbos. It's interesting that in Halacha, there's a minhag brought down. Remember, there's two parts. We know that the Mishnayos talk about the chiyuvim of the Kohen. There was hatavas neiros, which was preparing the lights, and then the lighting itself. Clearly, there's an avoid of hatavas neiros. Those neiros, you clean out the yesterday's lamps and you make the propellant for today. In Halacha, there's a minhag brought down that the husband should prepare, where possible, the husband prepares the lights for his wife, if it's relevant, and that's hatavas neiros. And then the woman should light the candles herself. It's mamish, the Indian of the Aveda, of bringing near into the bringing the light into the Beis Hamikdash, just like the Beis Hamikdash had near Shabbos. Shulchan, famous as the Chassid Sherebos, they have Yud Beis Chalas. It's interesting, it's a Zerb, but the Zerb says, Yud Beis Chalas. Yeah? You go to Rebbe's Tish, if you ever seen, you haven't been to Rebbe's Tish. Rebbe's Tish, Yud Beis Chalas. You have 12 challahs on the table, and the Rebbe, every meal they have. Interesting, the Gaon had a different shot in the Zer. He said, Yud Beis Chalokim, they say. So that's what the Minhag Gaon is. You take both challahs, you cut them in, both of them down, the Minhag Gra. They have four pieces. Do it three times, you have 12 pieces. So you have four challahs, but somewhere, not four, you have six challahs. Cut into halves, you have 12 pieces at the end. Whatever. The Inyan is the Shulchan Shabbos, the Shabbos table, is also the Inyan of the thing. Atika, Askina Sudusa, the Behim Nusa, we say also in the morning, say, Azim Behashta Atika Kadisha, Kaviyachal, we're back on the Shabbos table. It's also, with this, you can understand the Inyan of that whatever you buy on Shabbos gets paid back. There's a famous story of Baron Rothschild. He ordered a caterer to do a massive event for his daughter's wedding. And he started complaining. He said, I can't afford it. He said, how can I buy so much food? You know, you're ordering. I said, what are you talking about? It's on me. I'm going to pay for it. Say, we're saying it's Shabbos. You, it's a pay. Why is it paid for? Because you're going into Hashem's domain. You're in the Beis Hamikdash and you're eating by Hashem's. Of course, you're going to pay for it. Shemshon Pinkas used to go around in Ofakim, where he lived. He would go around into the local makolet. He would have a big trolley. He'd just pull things off the shelf to cover Shabbos. And anyone who was around said, no, what do you want off of Shabbos? You throw it in. He'd come to the till with a massive overflowing thing and then give out afterwards whatever you bought. He lived in a very level. I mean, Halacha says one has to be careful. If you're not, you can't afford it, you have to do within reason. At the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back because it's how Kadosh Baruch Hu's built. Now, I'm not saying Chedushim, I'm just bringing it up. The reason is because the Gemara says an interesting Halacha. When you're having a korban, let's say someone's Mekadosh, a woman, with a piece of korban, meat, a kohen. So the Gemara says, Mishulchan Gaver Kazach, it's not so posh that Kedushin works, not yours. Kaveyachol, your food on Shabbos is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's food because you're eating from his table. I want to finish with a story. What time is it? Yeah, it's a beautiful story, which is, I just feel it expresses this idea of come back to Shabbos. There was a Yid, I don't even know the names exactly, but I've seen it from a few different places, so I'm assuming it's a true story. There was a Yid who, he was a big mashpia. He affected many, many of the lives of many people. And one of the things he did was, he was in a town at Sroll, he would look after the teenage boys who were struggling. He would reach out to them, invite them, talk to them, chazak them. And unfortunately, he was nifty young. And I think he was ill for a bit, he was nifty young. And the father of this person was also very chashvatam chacham, also a big mashpia, well-known personality. He was sitting shiva for his son. It was a tremendous tragedy because it was a young Talmud Chacham asking, you know, done so much for Klal Yisrael, and unfortunately the young person lived. And the father, the older father, also a Rav of note himself, was sitting shiva for his son. And during the shiva, there was a phone call. And the phone call was from a bunch of teenage boys, struggling teenagers. They were too embarrassed to come to the shiva because they dressed differently and they didn't feel part of the community. Perhaps this happened a few years ago. I think today perhaps things are better. Two people feel more welcome. They didn't feel comfortable. They phoned up and said, can we speak to the Rosh Hashiva? That's the father of the one who was mashpia for them. And he said, say that. And he said to him, look, we don't feel comfortable to come to the Shiva, but we want you to know, Le'il Nishmas, your son, we've taken on to keep Shabbos, this Shabbos. We're going to keep Shabbos properly, no phones, no anything. We're going to keep Shabbos. Le'il Nishmas, one Shabbos. And the father of the Rosh Shiva started crying, and somebody sitting there said, nah, one Shabbos, why are you so moved? What is it? He said the most beautiful thing. He said, do you know what I would do to spend one more Shabbos with my son, who's unfortunately no longer here? I'll do anything in the world. I'll do anything. Do you know how Hashem feels to have his children come back to him for one Shabbos? That's immeasurable. How can you say that? Say, next Shabbos they won't. Who cares? One Shabbos they'll come back. He saw with the clarity that Shabbos is coming back to Hashem. And I was so thrown with that. Do we feel that? We have to really, we're going to come to Shabbos Kodesh. It's Wednesday already. We can prepare. Shabbos is this man where you can really feel connected to Hashem. Cut off from everything else. Shabbos should help us that we should. Let's also work on the inner of Shabbos and Shechina and find areas in our life where we can be mesamech to the Shabbos of Shechina.
There's a difference between
he said that
it's not clear. Even
Michna. Oh, so because Av comes in, you can
get a little
bit of it's about clear.
It's very
good. Yeah, it's very nice because it's like Av comes in.
You stop 9 days.
Even from beforehand, very good. The way you spoke about Shabbos is beautiful. It's good. I will tell you something. So we had a big suit for him, and he said that on Friday they made Kiddush, they sang Shabbat. So there were six of them together. They wished each other Shabbat Shalom. They wished each other Shabbat Shalom. And he said the whole situation changed. Every Shabbos, he said, the first Shabbos, and he said, they put on sometimes, beforehand, right? You're young, they were at the festival, right? So he said, but of course he was by us, so he learned in school, up in primary school. So he said, when we fell Shabbos, the whole situation changed.
In the bowl. I heard him say,
you said that, Mar says that. Someone says, by Chulu.
What's the shot? What's the meaning?